This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. European Union leaders, including diplomats and advisors, are beginning 2 days of talks in Portugal, sending a signal that they see the threat from COVID-19 on their continent as lessening amid a quickening vaccine rollout. Their talks hope to repair some of the damage the coronavirus has caused in their bloc in such areas as welfare and unemployment. In a late addition to their agenda, EU leaders will also discuss Thursday's U.S. proposal to share the technology behind COVID-19 vaccines to help speed the end of the pandemic. Despite a slow start to its inoculation drive, the EU this week passed the milestone of 150 million vaccination and hopes it can reach what it calls sufficient community immunity in 2 months' time. The European Commission proposes relaxing restrictions on travel to the bloc this summer. Worldwide COVID-19 cases have increased for the 9th straight week, and deaths are up for the 6th week, according to the World Health Organization Director General. The COVID outbreak continues to ravage India. On Friday, the country's health ministry said more than 414,000 new cases had been reported in the previous 24-hour period. The United Nations says thousands have been forcefully displaced from their homes in the past 10 days in Burkina Faso due to a series of attacks by unidentified arms groups that have killed 45 people. The UN Refugee Agency said Friday gunmen have hit 3 separate regions, burning down houses and shooting civilians dead. The assailants also ransacked health centers and damaged homes and shops. Find more on these stories at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Japan extended a state of emergency Friday in Tokyo and 3 other areas until the end of the month, facing a surge in COVID-19 cases fueled by the spread of virus variants just months before the Olympics. Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga says the government had hoped a short and powerful state of emergency would contain a 4th wave of infection, but new cases in major cities such as Tokyo and Osaka are still at high levels. The order now ends less than 2 months before the July 23rd start of the Games, which were postponed last year due to the pandemic. Officials also say they are worried Tokyo may soon run out of hospital beds. And at one nursing home in Osaka, 61 residents were infected with the coronavirus and 14 died while waiting to be hospitalized, according to public broadcaster NHK. China said Friday debris from a large rocket is unlikely to cause any harm when it falls from space and back to Earth. The U.S. military expects part of the rocket to descend sometime Saturday, calling it an uncontrolled reentry. China launched the rocket late last month as it attempts to build its own space station. The country's foreign minister says it's expected to burn up on reentry and is likely to fall into international waters. Scientists say there is a chance of it coming down over land, such as in May of last year, when pieces from another Chinese rocket rained down on the Ivory Coast, damaging several buildings. Authorities say a police officer and 24 alleged criminals died Thursday during an operation by Rio de Janeiro's police targeting drug traffickers. According to images shown on local television, a police helicopter flew low over the working-class community as a group of heavily armed suspects escaped by leaping between the roofs of homes. Service on a subway line was temporarily suspended due to intense shooting in the region. It happened in an area with around 40,000 residents, dominated by one of Brazil's leading criminal organizations. And Facebook says it has taken down a network of hundreds of fake accounts and pages targeting people in Ukraine and linked to individuals previously sanctioned by the United States for efforts to interfere in U.S. elections. The company said on Thursday the network managed a long-running deceptive campaign across multiple social media platforms and other websites, posing as independent news outlets and promoting favorable content about Ukrainian politicians, including activity that was likely for hire. The company said it started to probe after a tip from the FBI. Reporting remotely, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.